Australia's Air Force Chief says he wants to see warships and planes continue to regularly sail and fly into the South China Sea, despite the rising military tensions in the disputed waterway. His comments come a week after a landmark ruling from an international court which rejected Beijing's claims to the contested region. Here's defence reporter Andrew Green.
In the early 1980s, at the height of the Cold War, the Royal Australian Air Force began flying surveillance flights out of Malaysia's Butterworth Air Base in an operation named Gateway. The RAAF flights monitored Soviet ships and submarines in the region. But at the end of Cold War hostilities, Operation Gateway turned its focus to maritime security. Today, Operation Gateway continues as Australia's contribution to preserving regional security and stability in Southeast Asia, and RAAF Freedom of Navigation patrols regularly cross into the South China Sea, where they're routinely challenged.
This is Chinese Navy.
As regional tensions rise over China's rapid military expansion in the South China Sea, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has noted the historical similarities.
We've been in a similar position before. During the Cold War, Southeast Asia was on the front line. And it could have gone wrong, but fortunately the position held.
But Prime Minister Lee warns diplomatic efforts may not be as successful this time.
We hope that we can maintain the position, but if it turns out that the clouds and the dark clouds come, we will have to find a way to navigate through the complexity. We have to do that.
In Canberra, Defence Force planners are closely monitoring developments to Australia's north. So far this year, Australia has conducted 32 Operation Gateway flights, but the RAAF insists the number of South China Sea patrols is consistent with past years. Royal Australian Air Force Chief Air Marshal Leo Davies has indicated the operational tempo will continue.
Air Force will focus on building and encouraging a rules-based global order. Air Force will work closely with our allies, partners and other like-minded air forces to determine how we can make a practical contribution to ensuring freedom of navigation.
Without mentioning the South China Sea by name, Air Marshal Davies says Australia will continue to meet its international engagement goals as set out in this year's Defence White Paper.
We need to send P3s and tankers and Hornets, naval ships. We need to go where our regional neighbours are, and we need to be able to function as we have for the last 30, 40 years plus. So in my mind, what I'm trying to describe there is that we should be able to continue what we've done for many years without impedance.
Royal Australian Air Force Chief Air Marshal Leo Davies ending Andrew Green's report.